Alice at 97.3. Sarah and No Name Alice's morning show. No Name has been a daddy now for two whole days. Kevin Smith is sitting in. Esteemed director Kevin Smith. Perhaps you've seen his work. It began with Clerks.
Did you know?
Like 93.
Did you know I was going to be here for 3 weeks, according to the San Francisco Chronicle?
I was not aware, but I'm happy to do 3 weeks.
And over at Alice 97.3, radio personality No Name is the father of a new baby boy. No name yet, he says. Fellow disc jockey Sarah's replacement partner for 3 weeks is movie man Kevin Smith.
3 days, Jersey 3 weeks.
Clerks and Chasing Amy. But really, it's 3 days. Tomorrow's my last day of this.
Yeah.
It's a shame, unless No Name wants to take time off. Actually, I have to leave because I'm going to England.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So who's going to do this? It's just repeat.
Best of, yeah.
Best of?
Best
must
of
be a hard that. Pull. Just rerun the last 3 days.
Over and over and over again.
Hey, Kev.
Are you going to Volgathon, Sarah? Is that where you're taking time off? You know what Volgathon is, don't you?
I'm not familiar. Isn't that something happening at the end of the month
it's
down in L.A.?
It's a film festival, my own little private film festival. Mm-hmm. Showing at the Cinerama Dome in Los Angeles on March 28th.
About it.
Tickets available at Volgathon.com or my website, viewaskew.com. Come and watch the movies. Gonna have a lot of fun.
Wow.
I hit it, though.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
We're gonna
it's
watch
crazy.
Some movies and have a good time. If you like this kind of nonsense,
sure.
Imagine the same thing but without Sarah.
Yeah.
Give me a little taste of Sarah.
It's on a Monday night, Maddie. We'd have to take Tuesday off.
It's a Monday night. It's the Monday. It's after Easter Sunday. That's how you get the Cinerama Dome. We're fairly inexpensive.
It's up to you, Matt. If
otherwise, you know.
It's up to you, Sarah.
I don't care if you go. I think that would be great.
Oh, I'm done.
Sarah's got
I'm
kids
down.
And
I'm
family.
Down.
She's not.
I think it would be, I actually do think it would be great, though. I mean, you know, I think we need to cultivate our friendship with the great Kevin Smith. And,
yeah.
Curry favor.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Although, Sandy Heumann might be the wrong thing to do.
Dude, I pick him up every morning, and he's never been more happy in his entire life.
Two whole days now. How's that going?
Based on what? Based on
the conversation that you have between
him
of reference to your hotel
exactly.
in here.
The giant smile on your face when you see me in the lobby.
I'm a good riser. Because I get up and I get to read that USA Today, look for my stories.
Has he annoyed you yet at all?
Not at all. Me and Heumann, we groove. We got a groovy kind of love. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love.
The eye contact between the two of you is downright creepy.
I can sing 80s songs all day long.
Let's do it.
That's an 80s.
Groovy kind of love is totally
80s. Oh, well,
80s.
I'm sorry. The remake by Phil Collins is 80s.
Yeah, we're not talking about the OG groovy kind of love.
Traffic which I played on my oldie stage. It is time for traffic. How did you know? The music?
I saw Matt holding up the T sign.
The T sign. I didn't even catch that. Traffic this time around is brought to us by your friends at McDonald's. Oh, my God, look how late it is. Go, Kathy.
All right. There is an Amber Alert I do want to talk about. I haven't yet. Missing 12-year-old female Juana Martinez, 5'3", 110 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Suspect Jose Thomas, 21 years old, 5'6", 170 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. The car you need to look for is a four-door, maroon-colored Honda Accord. It has a broken right rear window with white paper covering it. That's all we got. No license plate. Again, it's a maroon-colored Honda Accord with a broken right rear window with white-colored paper covering it. If you see that vehicle, please call 911. Slow traffic southbound 680 in Walnut Creek from Treat Boulevard to Highway 24. Then again from South Main to El Pintado. Westbound 24 slowing out of Walnut Creek from 680 into Central Lafayette. For the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on backed up into the maze. And it's slow westbound 580 from before Highway 24. San Mateo Bridge back up again. Interpretive Center out to the toll plaza. Got a couple of toll booths closed again this morning. South 101 slow St. Vincent Drive to Lincoln Avenue. And if you're heading out to BART, they're running on time. Traffic brought to you by Nissan in a drive to sell a million vehicles, you get to save. See your Nissan dealer during their Drive to a Million sales event now through March 31st. It's going to be mostly sunny with highs in the 60s. 727. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
You know what?
What?
Alice wants to send somebody to go see Duran Duran in Toronto.
Wow.
Toronto, eh?
Toronto, eh?
I was going to try to do a talk up. To qualify, listen to Alice. Weekdays. From 926. I was going to let Simon take it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do it again.
It's a lot more than no.
I know. Let's just explain it while it's... This is a tough song to get hit post on. Because, well, where does the song begin? Does it begin with the la la la, or does it begin with...
To me, you're talking over talking and singing with the la la la.
So that's tough. There's no post on this song. And then also there's a second, you know, where he actually kicks in with the lyrics.
Sure. This Rio.
You've
do
gone
Rio.
Too far this time. What about do the cover version, the Duran Duran cover version of White Lines, which is phenomenal.
We don't have it. I already looked. I do not have it. Don't have it.
Well,
I looked.
Get it.
No.
If you
Kevin
guys,
Smith, just do the damn liner.
How did you guys have denim and leather and you don't have that?
Don't look at me. I'm not in charge of what songs we have.
We want to send somebody to go see Duran Duran in Toronto. Win Essential Escape number 50. We're up to 50.
Number 50.
50. What were the other first 49 Essential Escapes? Can you name them all?
Well, I know there was a Sarah McLachlan one.
Really?
And that's the only one I can remember.
Well,
no, there were hundreds, thousands, 50.
Well, apparently there have only been 49 prior to this one.
It seems like a thousand.
A trip for two to see Duran Duran live in Toronto, eh? Toronto, Canada.
Yeah. Eh?
So whenever you hear a Duran Duran song in its entirety between 9 and 6 any weekday, you'd be the ninth caller, 800-400.
From 9 to 6, you listen to Alice, and if you hear a Duran Duran song, you'd be the ninth caller, as Sarah said. I'll just repeat the information you said.
That's what radio's all about. Sure.
It's about repetition, isn't it? Be the ninth caller. Why ninth? Just out of curiosity.
97.3.
I see. Yeah. Why not then be the 973rd caller?
What a pain in the ass. That would be the answer to all those phones.
Be the ninth caller. Call into the studio at 800-400-FM-97 to pick up the newest Duran Duran album, Astronaut, and qualify for Alice's Essential Escape. See them live in Toronto.
Toronto.
That's how we say it up there. Toronto.
You know, isn't that weird that if you can't call it Toronto?
No, you gotta call it Toronto.
You gotta call it Toronto.
Or T-O. T-O-A.
Toronto.
Hitting up, going up to T-O. So like, I says to my friend, I says, let's go up to T-O. He says, okay. So we grab a twofer and we go. So we take some road trip up to T-O-A.
Toronto.
I just came from back from Canada. I was in Canada. Thank you. Rich Little, Rich Little of the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen.
He's Canadian.
Rich Little is. I know. See, I'm being Canadian. My Canadiana reaches far and deep. Hey, you get stage seats, apparently, and you get to meet the
throw
band.
Throw that down the ground. Throw it on the ground. Just,
really?
We're done with it.
Are you sure?
Yep. Just throw it away.
You get to meet
don't
the band.
Don't look at it again.
Did I tell you you get to meet the band?
You did.
I met Simon LeBon. I told you yesterday.
Hey, we're not really doing a contest right now.
No, we're not doing the contest now. When you hear a Duran Duran song in its entirety, not the little bumper things we're using.
Mary Lee apparently went to Duran Duran and had a great time.
Hi, Mary Lee.
Hello. I wanted to thank you guys for the free tickets to the Duran Duran concert last night. It was absolutely awesome.
Well, they were playing in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were at the HP Pavilion in San Jose last night.
I'd like to thank you guys for offering me those tickets.
Thanks.
I like Duran Duran. I told you yesterday. Nobody wants to give me tickets. I get invited to the jacket.
Yeah, and you didn't come to that. You
know. I know, but I might have.
As wife and kid
I might have left
town.
The kid alone at the hotel to go see Duran Duran. Duran Squared? Come on, sir.
Well, they also had asked a lot about No Name and the baby as well. So
did they really?
There was many mentionings of him
from the stage. From the
Really? Yeah.
What?
Did No Name have his baby?
Wait, you're telling me that the guys in Duran Duran are aware of the fact that No Name had a baby?
Yes, they were.
And they said from the stage, "How's No Name's baby?"
Yes, they did.
To the audience, to the crowd.
Tell us exactly what happened. We made it. Tell us exactly what they said from the stage.
Yeah, you've made it when Duran Duran in 2004
Mary Lee.
references
us from the stage.
Duran Duran, circa 82, referencing you. You've made it.
Hey,
2005.
Comedy.
Sorry.
Grasping at
straws.
Hey, Mary Lee.
Yeah.
Tell us exactly what they said from the stage. Exactly.
Yeah, because now I'm interested. Kill the crickets and the snoring.
No, there was just a brief mention of No Name and his baby, and they mentioned that they heard he had his baby. So.
And did the crowd just go wild?
Of course.
Great, good. That's all I want to know. All right, thank you, Mary Lee.
Mary Lee is the worst liar I've ever heard on
the
airwaves.
I think she made that whole thing up.
Yeah, she really did.
Yeah. No, nice of her, though. She wanted to get on.
I'd understand he might, you know, that's their local pitch, right? You're on stage, you want to throw out a little local. That's
sure.
It's an easy cheer. To be like, hey,
people
No Name
like
has
babies.
A baby. People are like, he knows No Name. Hence, he knows Sarah and Alice.
Patty, you're on.
Oh, hi. I was at the Duran Duran concert, and I don't know if Mary Lee and I were at different concerts.
Right.
Because I didn't hear any
told
mention
you.
Of No Name.
I can smell a liar. You can watch a thief, but you can't watch a liar, as my grandmother used to say.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can watch a thief, but you can't watch a liar. Yeah. Think about it.
I don't get it.
You can watch a thief.
Yeah.
Make
watch
sure
a thief
he doesn't steal.
But you can't watch a liar.
You can't know when a liar is going to spring.
But you did know.
Like Mary Lee sprung.
You knew.
I did.
Another
I
person
smell
saying
them.
They didn't mention. Maybe these people just couldn't understand their English accents.
Yeah, it's
That's
tough
possible.
To understand.
Sure.
Well, those dudes are kind of Welsh, aren't they?
I don't know what they are. Yeah. Somewhere across the pond.
Love Duran Duran. Takes
I
me right
too.
Back to my youth.
Yeah.
Do you ever get sad? Do you ever hear songs like from your youth and get sad? I was listening to my iPod the other day in the car. Fine Apple product.
Mm-hmm.
I could use 10 free. And for
I know the
gifts.
Guy at Apple.
I'm kidding. I can buy those things.
yeah, but why would you when you get them for free?
Exactly.
He's rich. But still.
So,
is that,
so
this is the unfair thing where the rich people get all the stuff for free. That's how it works.
The rich just get richer. And so what was I listening to? I was listening to and grooving on a song. I can't remember the name of the title, right? But I was like, wow, right on. And then I looked at the information, trademark, copyright information,
mm-hmm.
and that song apparently was 20 years old.
Mm.
And it was a song that I felt like I just heard for the first time yesterday.
What year did you graduate from high school?
I graduated from 88, Henry Hudson Regional.
Mm. 84.
Yeah. Wow, so you were like an upperclassman.
Yeah. I was
I would have been in like 8th grade when you graduated.
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
I would have been a hot.
Dirty senior.
I was just getting dirty, too, right around
really,
that time.
Really, at that point?
Yeah,
that was
right
when you were like, Eddie Van Halen,
school.
Come here, let's make out.
Yep.
Put your tongue
I didn't
out.
Say that.
No.
For the record.
Well, you didn't say it out loud.
All him.
But your body spoke it, apparently.
Well, my body was talking that way a lot.
Really? At that point?
Mm-hmm.
What is your man like? Your husband?
What is he like?
Yeah. Not what is he like, you know, in the boudoir. What is he like? What does he do?
He's, I don't know, he's great.
Good guy?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
I've known him for 25 years.
So did he know you during that period?
Oh, yeah.
You were all fast
he knew
and fancy
all,
free?
Yeah, yeah. Which is probably the only reason I ever found a lifelong mate, because he knew all about it.
He knew all that stuff.
I banged everyone he knows.
He
I
was mean, like, sooner or later, she's going
to
discover
get to me.
What's
well, I had, John, I had actually done him a couple of times while he was dating this girlfriend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, they dated for 5 years.
Are you guys
every
still
every time we. No. No.
Because you were cheating?
No, she broke up with him, and then I
swept
in.
Right in.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know, if she listens, I guess she would know at this point, that you were having him while she was having him?
No, I grew up in Massachusetts, so I don't even know
is
where
that where
she
you're
lives.
From? You're from mm-hmm. back east?
Boston, from the South Shore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how far from Worcester are you?
Not far from Worcester. I lived in Leominster for a while, actually.
Worcester.
Home of
Eliza Dushku.
That is correct.
Actually, her home is Watertown.
I lived in Watertown for
right
a while.
Worcester.
Lived all around there.
I like Worcester.
I got kicked out of my apartment.
Worcester, for those uninitiated, is spelled Worcester.
Worcester.
But pronounced Worcester.
Yeah.
I
like
love
Gloucester.
Gloucester, that's
yeah.
right.
It's Worcester's Gloucester. Awesome. We can talk about that during the break.
Should we reset first, though?
Why don't you do it? It's your show.
Hey, it's Kevin Smith standing in for No Name, who just had a baby like 48 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's have a little kid.
Yep.
Little kid. Him have a little No
the
Name.
The baby with No Name.
Baby with No Name, appropriately enough. Mm-hmm. Sitting in for No Name, Kevin Smith, director, Clerks, stuff like that, movies you've never seen.
Oh, stop it.
With Sarah, who's been doing this job for 108 years, apparently. How long have you been doing this?
Like February 17th was my 8-year anniversary.
Was it really?
At this station.
What did you and John do to celebrate?
No.
Nothing?
No.
He didn't do anything
I just looked
special.
At my paycheck and laughed.
He was like, you know what? I'm going to do that thing.
This is crazy.
Did you really laugh? What is radio pay like? Without being, you don't have to tell me what
it's
you
It's way better than I thought it was going to be. Seriously,
so?
After I signed I signed a 5-year deal a couple years ago.
Right.
And I literally got the first check and me and John just laughed.
Because
like,
it was
look,
so good.
Look at this. Let's go buy a big house.
Really? Is that
yeah,
good?
Totally, yeah.
I'm missing out, man.
It was good.
For Sarah.
Yeah, for me. It's
good
great.
Good for Sarah?
Dude, I can't even type.
What are we looking
know?
At here? Four figures?
Yeah, dude.
High 9,000?
Five figures. I'm out of the four figures for like 3 years now.
Right on.
Mm.
High five?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
High five.
Are you pushing six figures?
Barely. I'm like at, what am I at now? 31? 31.5?
Good, nice work if you can get it, though.
Yeah.
This is the only thing you do, right? What does John do?
Nothing.
So you guys live off the back of you?
Exactly.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You got all the power.
Yep.
You wear the pants.
I do.
That's hot.
It's true. If he doesn't do the laundry,
ironically
I get
enough,
pissed.
I'm married to somebody who doesn't work, and still she wears the pants, too.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know
wife
why?
Always wears
women.
The pants until you get divorced, and then the next wife wears the pants, I guess. Right?
You get to wear the pants for a little while.
For a little bit between wives.
Let's do some news.
Fast news.
Yeah.
Can I hit you with the only news story that I have in front of me prepared?
Yes. That would be the one to do.
So, in Miami, there's a fella who fell 40 feet from a railroad bridge. Okay?
Onto?
A concrete bridge below. So, can you imagine you're falling and you're like, oh, I hope I land on pillows. Huzzah, it is a concrete bridge. He spent more than 2 days calling for help. Before finally being discovered by a maintenance worker.
Oh, my God.
So for 2 days, he was down there like, tech support! That was a...
I get it. That's a callback to
guy.
Earlier. Yeah.
The man, described as being in his 20s, told authorities he was out for a walk late Sunday night when he dropped his cell phone onto a ledge about 5 feet below the bridge walkway. And as one is wont to do when they drop their cell phone,
go after
he
it.
Leaned forward to get the phone. And he lost his grip, fell to the platform. Vehicles and pedestrians are prohibited from using the bridge, which connects the mainland with the Port of Miami, so he shouldn't have even been on that bridge. But anyway, he fell, and he laid there for 2 days.
So this bridge, now wait, he was allowed to be on the train bridge above, but the bridge below is not to be used.
No, and certainly not to be fallen upon.
Sure. Yeah, so basically, he fell in quite possibly the most unfortunate place he could have landed.
40 feet is very high. 40 feet is like Jaws plus 10.
40 feet is death, basically. Yeah. The fact that the guy lived.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
You know how he lived? How? Aside from, like, I don't know, I guess he didn't shatter every bone and organ in his body. But how he sustained himself? He survived by drinking salty rainwater that had collected in pockets on the platform.
So was he able to kind of crawl between different pockets? Or, I mean, was he just dragging himself along? Or was he just completely broken, just turned his head and...
What was that?
Lapped.
There, watching him for 2 days?
I'm just wondering. I mean, they give no details?
I can only give you as much information
Make
as I gave
Make stuff up.
I thought telling you that he survived by drinking salty rainwater was detail-written enough.
But no, then I want to know, well, how did he get to the rainwater?
So like a woman.
Well,
never satisfied.
I want the information.
I don't know what he did. Did he crawl? Did he do anything?
What's broken?
I'll venture a guess. They don't even tell you what's broken. He's in serious but stable condition, so apparently not much. He was conscious and alert, talking to rescuers.
Crazy.
It is truly an amazing story of survival.
That's
not me editorializing.
Did they write that down there?
Somebody said, yeah.
Yeah. I love the little lines they put in.
Captain Louis Fernandez. Yeah, it's so odd what people deem, like, quote-worthy.
Right.
Like, it's truly an amazing story of survival. And you know the person...
You couldn't deduce that yourself.
...who wrote this story, well, it's an AP story, they don't tell you who wrote it, was waiting for that one line.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bingo, and went home and wrote it.
There it
is. Truly an amazing story of survival. I don't know what he broke, though. I guess we can probably find out.
Probably pretty much everything.
His coccyx.
His coccyx? Yeah.
His coccyx.
It's tough when you fall on that. Hurts.
Yep.
Hurts.
It can hurt.
Two-month-old baby speaks.
Oh, two-month-old baby speaks. Hold that thought. Let's get the traffic. Oh, man. We got him coming back with the two-month-old baby speaks thing.
Okay.
And by the way, are we doing any Dear Kevins?
Yeah, we can after the 2-year-old
baby. After the 2-year-old baby speaks, then the 32-year-old baby speaks.
Okay.
34, man.
Whatever.
And then at 8 o'clock, we've got huge presents for Kevin.
Really? Oh, we have presents for Kevin?
Huge.
Who sent those?
Hopefully one of them is a breakfast sandwich. Whatever happened to that?
The Mitchell
Brothers. Yeah, it's like...
Oh, they're here. You want me to bring in the food right now? You want to eat on the air? Yes or no?
You can't eat on the air.
You can't eat on the air. That's why.
Paid five figures.
That's why.
Because I'll be heartbroken if Human's walking away with five figures and I'm hungry.
Dude, you're not allowed to eat on the air. It's like one of the faux pas of radio.
Yeah, but come on. What am I, the radio guy?
Yeah, because you walked the post and hit it four times this
Dude,
morning.
You've clearly established yourself as the only radio guy in this room.
I think people want to hear me eat on the radio.
Fine, no, I'll bring it in. I'm bringing it in.
You think it's obnoxious?
I don't want to hear it.
Chew away.
I'll hit
right.
the cough button and be like, nom, nom, nom.
But it's your break. You're going to do most of the talking.
My little cousin, when I was a kid, used to eat like that. He would... to eat like a spoonful of cereal and go nom nom nom. No doubt. Right on. Always.
My Aunt Peggy makes, she goes like this, she'll be eating, she'll
really? The gratified noises? What must Aunt Peggy be like in the boudoir?
Oh, I don't know, but she's great. Great lady she is. All right, and now the traffic, which is brought to us by NBC. Go, Kathy.
All right, slow traffic, northbound 101, San Martin to Cochran Road as you leave Morgan Hill. And then more slowing Capital Expressway towards Trimble as you head through San Jose. Slow traffic westbound 80, the East Shore Freeway from Highway 4 to San Pablo Avenue. And then more slowing from Golden Gate Fields as you head towards the MacArthur Maze. Bay Bridge metering lights are on. It is backed up into the maze. Accident in Danville, northbound 680 past El Pintado, now blocking the three left lanes. Emergency crews are there. It is backed up to Sycamore Valley. Injury accident in Concord, eastbound 4, right past 680. Cleared to the center divide and right shoulder, just a minor backup, though. Southbound 880, slowing out of Hayward from Industrial Parkway to North Fremont Boulevard, and then more slowing out of Fremont from Thornton Avenue to Dixon Landing Road. Accident in San Bruno, eastbound 380 at 101. People are fighting, so CHP is on the way to break it up. If you're heading out to BART, they're running on time. Weather mostly sunny, highs in the 60s. It's 742. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
And now, two-month-old baby who talk in the news, the full-ass news, with the one and only Kevin Smith co-hosting for the rest of the week because No Name's out having his baby.
That was a good talk-up and a good reset as I was finishing my pint of bagel.
Nice.
Hold on.
What do you got?
Full-ass news. There's only one story I got here. A two-month-old baby speaks. Two-month-old baby in China can call his mother for feeding instead of crying for attention. That's the baby I want.
Yeah.
When my daughter was a baby, all she did was, wah! I want one that's like, food now.
Please.
Yeah. Bring it. I'll take that. I'd take bring it over the crying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most irritating so thing. It's like, what do you want? What do you need? Food? What?
Right. And when you've better given TV. Them everything that they could possibly want as a baby, the dry diaper, the belly full of food, the
they'll
burp,
still cry,
you know,
they can't communicate it.
Right, and it just they're just squalling.
Very frustrating.
And you're standing there, and you ever do the lunge? I call it the lunge where you just kind of rocking the baby and just like, please go to sleep. It's either this or I shake you to death.
I think if you're doing that to a kid, I'm going to call DIFAS, Division of Family, Youth, and Services.
You might want to.
That was violent, what you
just
did.
No, you hold them tight, and then you just violently move.
Well, no wonder your kid's crying, because it's like, I'm going to die.
No.
I'm going to die.
It got to that point.
Really?
Yeah.
When the baby wants feeding, guess what he says?
Food.
No.
Boob.
Mama. I wish he said boob.
Mm.
That'd be hot.
That would be hot.
When the baby wants feeding, he calls boob. No, mama.
Booby. Mrs. Wang, does he say mama san? Mama, no. Does he say
mama? They say mama.
They say mama too?
Yeah, too. Mama san. But he don't add the san. He doesn't know to add
doesn't
respect.
Doesn't know, right, the respect.
Also, I think san is Japanese and not Chinese.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying I doubt that, you know, Chinese word for mama is mama.
Maybe. You might be right. You may have a point there.
Chinese listeners, please call in 800-400-FM97. What is the Chinese word for mama?
Mrs. Wang, apparently.
Mrs. Wang!
At Beijing City says she discovered her baby could speak when the baby was only 2 months old, reports the Beijing Times. Mrs. Wang says the baby can also say the word nai, N-A-I, the Chinese word for milk.
Nai.
She might be actually saying die,
no.
Die.
Yeah, he's like, die, mama.
Right.
Why do you take a sweet story like this and turn it into...
I'm just trying to find an angle, man.
There's no angle. The baby talks. 2-month-old baby talking. That's the angle.
The cry kind of sounds like those sounds.
Little omen.
And not.
And then Mrs. Wang reported finding 666 brandished into the child's head beneath the hairline.
Wow. See? She needs to kill that baby.
Damn it!
All for you. Baby Wang.
All for you, baby Wang. I did it all for you.
Doctors at Beijing's Children's Hospital say it's really rare for a baby to speak at 2 months.
Yeah. Wow, they're really going out on
Can
a limb with that.
This journalist had to go to Beijing to get that quote?
I'm going to talk to some people in Beijing.
Yeah, I got to ask if this works, if this is true.
Angie, you're on.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
you.
Sorry. okay, so I speak Chinese, and it is mama in Chinese as well.
It is. What's daddy?
It's Baba, like B-A-B-A.
Daba?
No, B, like B as in boy.
Yeah, oh, but just Baba.
That's how you say it in Farsi, too.
What are boobies?
Boobies is, Nai-Nai.
That's milk.
Milk, mm. As we've just learned.
That's all they're
Yeah, it's like, milk is, it's very similar to boob.
Mm.
So.
That's all they're good for over there.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, basically.
When you're a child.
Sure.
Later on, though.
Mm-mm. What else are they good for? I can't think. Just to look at. They're just lovely to look at. They're the most beautiful.
Tuning in your radio because there's
jugs.
Two knobs on them.
I thought it was adjusting the water. And
pretty much.
I know. Thank you, Angie.
They're good
You're
for
welcome.
Balance.
Say something sexy to us in Chinese, please. What dialect of Chinese do you speak?
I speak Mandarin.
Let's hear it. A little something sexy. Like Kevin Smith has the most the tightest ass I've ever seen.
No, here you go. Curse in Chinese because nobody will know.
You can't. FCC says
I don't know how to say that, but I'll say I love you.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Wahaini.
Wahaini?
That does sound sexy.
Wahaini.
Yeah,
like Wahaini to you, too.
All right, baby.
Angie.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Angie. Very nice.
You know what those are good for later in life?
What's that?
Not after the nine-nine is gone. After the nine-nine is gone.
What are they
used
good
to be
for?
Rhymes wrong. I was doing a little...
I liked it.
Thanks.
So what are they good for?
You can hang a coat on some.
Sure.
Are you one of those chicks?
No.
No.
It's very small nipples.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah, I didn't see you said the N-word. I did not.
I said the nice N-word, though.
The nai-nai word.
The nai-nai word, right.
My old lady, you can hang a coat, a hat, pick...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And it's not... Can I say for the record that was not me, but instead the woman who should know better?
Right.
Well...
I'm keeping it clean.
See, I think of boobies as being more of a beverage service, and so I don't, I'm not saying
natural.
It in a sexual way.
Why must something natural and beautiful
right.
like that be censored?
Why can't we talk about breasts and what they look like? And we just can't do it, I guess.
You know what we need? We need a CD, like, produced by this Belgian, a Belgian vet has produced a CD containing the noise of a grumbling boar to make pigs horny. Yes.
Speaking of horny pigs, Jake Johansson, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Jake.
Feels like you just left.
Sing it, Jake.
I know. Well, I've acted.
Well,
I've been Chinese this whole time.
Right. 9-9.
That's why she's crying. No one understands what she's saying.
See? If she'd been born in China, you would have had no problem.
Right. Poor kid. Unfortunate.
That's funny. So, Jake, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. You want to know about the traffic in L.A.?
Sure.
Fire. Everything is on fire.
Damn it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a raging inferno. People are screaming and...
Rain, no rain?
It rained a little bit yesterday, but yeah, now that the rain stopped.
All
fire.
You want to do 90? Oh, you want to do 90 trivias with the three of us?
Well, I'm hoping we've got. I got a game.
Wait, you have a game? Hold on. Because I have a game.
No, this is Jake's game.
All right, Jake, what's your game?
Okay, my game. Now, there's another way to do this, but it's called What's in Your Pants? And Hooman goes out, and he talks to random strangers, and he asks them how much money they've got on them. And he makes them show it to them.
Wow, you're a genius, dude.
I don't mind that. I think that's nice.
You're unbelievable.
Right now.
Stick to the comedy.
Okay. Now let's play a game right now,
whoa,
which is called 90s Trivia.
Jake, did you hear that? You got slammed by the likes of Hooman.
Dude, I'm awesome. Don't be like that.
Well, I'm
what?
Just saying. He's a professional comedian.
Yeah, but still, that game, come
how
on.
How many times
please.
You been on Letterman?
That's a
Jake?
Game? How much, Kev? How Jake? Much money do we think Kevin has on him?
You know what? I got
$5.
I'll go five. I got
$105?
Let me see. Let's dig into Kev's pocket.
Well, wait. Let's all guess first. I see a 20 on the outside. I want to guess. Let's guess.
How much money he has?
How much money does he have on him? Well, he's traveling.
Winner keeps it.
What was that? Did you just spit a tooth out of your mouth?
He did. He lost some of
his
food.
I will say you probably took out $300 at the ATM, and now you have $219 on
you. Interesting guess. Who's next?
Yeah, I was gonna go around there, too, so I'll even go higher. I'll go $230.
I think Kev's a 200 guy, so I'm going to say 185.
185, says Maddie. Kathy?
You got $80 on
80,
him.
Okay. Hooman?
I'm going to say 147.
Okay.
Want a tally?
Yeah, count it up.
2.
20.
4,
40.
6.
60,
8. 10. 100.
100. Yeah.
2. 4.
Oh, my
6,
God. 160. 160. That means
close.
The winner is Hooman.
No,
what? Thank you.
147.
Oh,
thank
he
you.
Did say that.
It's $13
I thought
away.
You were close with your 180.
Well,
hand
know.
It over.
Wow.
Wait, sir.
Yeah, hand it over.
This is my walking around money. This
right.
is the money that I didn't get paid. Does anyone have one of these? Have you ever seen the Black Amex?
You have.
I've never seen one in person.
Oh,
black
wow.
Amex,
holy cow.
And gentlemen. You know what it's
black
called?
Black American Express?
The Centurion, sir.
Oh, you got the black card.
I think you and Jessica Simpson are the only
wow.
ones who have one.
She has one?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
she
that
does.
Just ruins it for
I'm
me now.
Sorry.
If a jackass like her can have one,
well,
then
she's
why
rich.
Do I have one?
You have it because you're rich. I know. I can't believe
it. Yeah, it's only because of money, Kevin.
Is that what it is?
You're really special. Yeah, don't buy it.
Smart or special.
I thought it was about because I was comedy.
No.
Jake, did you hear that part? You probably
no.
didn't. You weren't listening that early.
Tell the story. This is funny.
Let me tell Jake. So you'll appreciate this, sir. So I'm walking down the street yesterday, and this dude comes up to me and goes, you know, some people go like, hey, aren't you look like Sam Bob, or hey, are you Kevin Smith, blah, blah, blah. This dude didn't do that. He came up to me, stand up, because I need to do it.
He touches him on the shoulder. He
touches me on the shoulder three times. He goes, hey, comedy.
And then just keeps walking.
And then I kept
walking. You walked away,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, comedy.
Hey, comedy.
Comedy.
Next
hey.
Time I see you, Jake, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, hey, comedy.
Hey, comedy. Not if I see you first. I bet the good. I had a guy one time come up to me and ask me if I knew who Jake Johansson was.
Genius.
That's funny. Like, you look just like him.
How many times have you been on Letterman, sir? Go ahead.
30, Kevin.
At least 30.
Nice.
So then when I told him that I was him, he goes, though, what are you doing in Adres? It was like a place where you buy appliances and electronic stuff. It's like I'm buying an electronic thing.
I'm buying a, you know, an appliance.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys, I'm throwing down the gauntlet right now. I challenge both of you, Jake Johansson and Kevin Smith, to the one card challenge. We're pulling out one card, 90s trivia from Trivial Pursuit. These are Trivial Pursuit questions. I want to give credit where credit is due so we don't get sued. And your voice will be your buzzer. So scream Jake, or scream Kevin, I'll scream Sarah.
You want all six questions?
All six.
I always scream
you,
Kevin.
You can scream comedy.
Yeah, I'm like, comedy!
Right. All right,
yeah,
you ready?
We're not doing this for clothes, though,
because
we can't see
because
Jake.
We can't see if Jake is getting naked. What are you wearing, Jake?
I'm wearing a pair of jeans, no shoes. I do have underwear on, T-shirt, and a little fleecy jacket.
Four items.
Yeah.
Fleecy
I think
jacket.
I think we can put them down.
Hey, beauties. Dude's in fleecy jackets in L.A. He hypes.
Here we go.
It's chilly today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it balmy, sir?
Well,
we live out by Santa Monica, so it must get chilly there. Chillier there than thus.
Quit stalling. It's time for me to put you down.
You want the category first?
No, just read the damn question.
What 23-year-old singer was murdered by the president of her fan club?
Sarah. Selena. Yeah,
that is correct.
Thank you.
What computer illiterate Supreme Court justice says, the day you see a camera coming into our courtroom, it's going to roll over my dead body?
Sarah.
Yes.
It's like Carl Sutter. Sauter?
Wrong.
Damn it.
Anyone for the
what
steal?
What's that guy's name?
This is hard, right, Kev?
Yeah, this is.
These are hard.
Sir, I'm still flabbergasted that we're already in the game. We were chit-chatting, having a good
Boom!
Time.
Boom! Game time!
And all of a sudden, Sarah started.
Matt,
I know.
Matt for the steal.
Storms are
anybody,
brewing.
Can anybody?
Kathy
eyes,
for
sir.
The steal.
Scalia.
Wrong.
No.
That was the go-to guess. I will say that I'm not going to venture a guess.
I'm going to guess. Why not? It doesn't cost anything.
Guess, then. Oh, request. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's David Sauter.
I said Sauter.
Yeah, but she said Carl. She
so
said
what?
Carl.
So I got the
He's
birthday.
Right. He's
she
right.
said Carl Sauter.
That's like saying Bob no, Lucas directed Star Wars.
I pulled out yeah. Sauter.
She gets it.
I no, get that. Yes,
she
I do. I'm two for two.
She said
cares. I said the guy's last name.
She said Carl.
Sarah, you're going to win anyway. Nobody likes a complainer.
What coffee shop is frequented by Niles and Fraser Crane?
Beep.
Yes.
The one on Fraser.
What's it called?
Shake.
No.
Central Perk.
No.
That'd be awesome if they went to the same coffee shop
be.
That the Friends
in
did.
Seattle, right. Can anyone pull that out?
Something urbane and witty.
Mm-hmm, no doubt. I think you get the point for that.
It's Cafe Nervosa.
Ah.
Nervosa. I remember.
Not a Fraser guy.
What country originated the anti-fashion for-all Charal doll? Complete with a tattoo, body piercings, dreadlocks, and a bit of natural body hair.
Can you please read that over again?
Yeah, what?
What country originated the anti-fashion for-all Charal doll? Complete with tattoos, body piercings, dreadlocks, and a bit of natural body hair. What country?
Sarah.
Kathy.
England?
Wrong.
Kathy, France?
Wrong.
Jake, Germany?
Wrong.
Maddie, Haiti?
Kevin, not venturing a guess.
It's Australia.
Well,
who led the 1995
wait,
Million
wait,
Man...
Before you jump to your trivia, may I infuse a bit of my own?
Sure.
I see.
wow, what happened?
I was just I went to the Golden Gate Park yesterday and
yeah.
I did the tea gardens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a little plaque there because, you know, they got plants from all over the world. Yeah. This is local interest, so I figure I could bust with this.
Way to relate.
Thank you. We're trying to tie it back into the community. They had plants there from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why? Am I in the back
I don't know
of the
why.
Boat whipping jewelry into the sea? I don't understand this music. Apparently, Australia is as big as the United States. The island of Australia is as big
wow.
as the continental U.S., not as
I
big as North
it.
America. It was on a plaque, Kathy.
I don't buy it.
It has to be true.
It's on a plaque in
I believe
park.
That. It's enormous.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
big.
Why they call it a continent.
Yeah.
If America was free-floating, yeah. we'd be a continent,
So if you
too.
Put it on a plaque, it makes it true?
Yes.
Okay.
By
yes.
the way, I got into a huge argument with one of the engineers here at the station as to whether or not Australia was an island. He's like, no, it's a continent. I'm like, yeah, but it's an island continent.
You got into a
it
huge
is an island,
argument
though.
About that?
Define
wow.
island. Yes, and apparently I'm going to get into one with Maddie right now. Define island.
Do you consider Africa an island?
No, because it's connected.
No, it is.
It's Suez Canal. Thank
there's
you.
Bridges. There has to be at least
yeah,
one bridge.
Yeah, once you build a bridge.
Then
yeah.
Dude,
that's it.
This whole planet is an island when you think about it.
That's true, Jake. True. Thanks for bringing us back. Next question.
Next question.
Here we go. Who led the 1995 Million Man March on Washington?
Sarah.
O.J. Simpson.
Hey!
Jake, you're wrong, and it wasn't your turn.
Oh, sorry. It's hard on the phone.
Why can't I think of this guy's name?
I will say, Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Million Man March on Washington, 1995.
Yes.
I will say the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Wrong.
No, it's...
It's Farrakhan.
It is Farrakhan.
Ah, yeah. Louis.
Jake Johansson.
Jake.
Louis.
Damn
Louis.
It.
And your final question in this round. What country star refused an American Music Award for Favorite Overall Artist, claiming Hootie and the Blowfish were more deserving?
Kevin, what year?
1995.
95. Garth Brooks?
It is Garth Brooks.
Wow.
Wow. Pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, you did.
Naming
Garth
the one
Brooks
country
is
star.
A good go-to country.
It was.
Well, right. I was thinking Travis Tritt, just because it was the first country name that popped into my head.
You did say Tritt, right?
I did say Tritt.
Just making sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jake, you know, I think we each got some on that round. Did anyone keep score?
Everybody got a little taste. I believe you
score.
Got the most.
I think I got two.
You got two, Jake got one, Kevin got one.
Bingo.
You got one?
Bazingo. Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. Well, again, it wasn't until halfway through the card I realized we were playing a game.
Oh, I see. Well, we're going to play another game right now. It's called Guess the Celebrity, 800-400-FM-97.
Good Lord. This is like the game show network.
It's games all the time. It's
you
like
know,
Kevin.
Because you guys stall
like,
through this
like
whole
Monty
thing.
Monty Hall, sir.
It's and you're not having fun?
Monty Hall, Richard Dawson,
it's fun.
And you know, Alex Trebek rolled into one.
Oh, shut up.
Don't forget
it's not
Link.
My fault you didn't get to any news because you were too busy talking about your
I told you about the baby who could talk.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
News.
You did get to that one.
She's
story.
The distaff Monty Hall, sir.
I'm not even sure what distaff means.
No one does.
It
can
means
you write
girl.
Down distaff?
I know it means girl, but what? How?
Girl, just girl.
Hey,
it's
Jake.
A fancy word for girl.
Jake.
It's
is
female.
That true?
Yeah.
Kind of like firmament.
Hey,
like
Sarah.
Who would use that? What?
Yeah. I looked up island in the dictionary.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
like it.
What?
A landmass, especially one smaller than a continent.
Ooh. It specifically rules out a continent.
No, it doesn't rule out a continent.
It doesn't rule it out.
It absolutely doesn't rule it out.
Can we just Google it?
I don't
it?
Like it.
Or, I'm sorry, is Yahoo a sponsor? Can
no,
we Yahoo it?
No. We can Google it.
Just Google it and say, is Australia a continent?
Hey, you guys.
No, is Australia an island?
Hey, Jake.
An island, sorry.
Jake.
Yes?
I understand something happened with Maddie yesterday that was really humorous and funny.
Something inappropriate happened at the restaurant, and he's being very cagey about it. What happened?
And I hear you want to tell us
right,
what happened.
So we went for a walk. To get
after the show,
we were holding hands.
After the show, we went out to eat some lunch.
Yeah,
and then we went for a little walk over the Walgreens because I wanted to get a postcard. And
because
Maddie's walking across the street.
Wait, what? You wanted to go to Walgreens get a postcard?
I like to when I go out of town, Kev.
Weird.
When you travel a lot, you got to stay connected to your wife. And so,
look, you got now you're the chick on the back of the boat whipping jewelry in the ocean.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't understand. I appreciate the sentiment of picking up the postcard, but why Walgreens?
Just because that's where it was close. I mean, I would have gone to the Postcard-O-Rama or Love
Card. But you knew for sure that Walgreens would have it.
Yeah, Walgreens is right there.
All
we're
right,
walking
so anyway.
Over to Walgreens.
Walgreens has everything.
And to Maddie's credit, it was kind of a complicated intersection. We had to cross two streets to get there. And he caught his toe on the curb and just went right down. I think it was knee hand. And he missed the chin, but it was a full-on, like, old man fall down.
Oh,
are you okay?
You poor thing.
Did you point and laugh, yes or no?
Did
you point and laugh, Jake?
But did you then...
No, I didn't laugh. I asked
stifled.
Him if he was okay. It was really... And then it was one of those things where, I mean, he really fell, but he got up kind of fast. And, you know, he's trying to brush your hands off really quick.
Yeah.
And
like, I'm okay. I'm all right.
Yeah,
meanwhile, you're like, you know, your liver's bleeding internally and...
Did
whatever.
You avert your eyes, sir? Kind of ashamed for him?
Yeah, like...
I tried to help
give him a private
no,
moment.
No, I kicked him. I
did
just kicked him one time and said,
that's
stay down.
Do. When they go down, bang, mm-hmm. That's your shot.
Yeah.
I
did
told you
stare?
I'd host the show this week.
Did people laugh?
No, nobody laughed. There wasn't enough people around. And it wasn't really a funny one. It was an Are You Okay one.
It was tragic.
Yeah,
it was
a little
okay?
tragic.
Did you really?
And that was after he had suggested that maybe since he wasn't going to work out, he might have a beer with lunch.
I think
too early for me.
The
so
dots
he
here.
Yeah. He just had a hernia operation too, and his nuts have been hurting him. Are you sure you're okay?
And he was drinking all morning during the show.
He was. It's crazy.
Right out of his, he's got this water bottle that looks like people have been ashing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He says it's vitamin water.
The
but,
mystery.
But his vitamins, I believe, is some
bourbon.
Bourbon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vitamin,
a brand
Pfizer.
Name.
Sorry.
Never
knows. I'm finishing your sentences. I
was it
shut
old
up.
Old Turkey? Is that a label?
I think so.
Wild Turkey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Old Turkey is another one, though.
Old Turkey is one, isn't it?
I wouldn't know if it was.
Old Turkey.
Me
he
not.
Put some,
me
he
being
put some
a
turkey in his water.
Yes.
Some turkey juice.
Adela, would you like to play Guess the Celebrity with us? Jake Johansson, Kevin Smith, Sarah, Maddie, Kathy.
Yes, that would be great. Hello, everybody.
Charlene.
I can't believe we're playing this game again.
We are. We're playing again.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to kill you.
Is it every game?
I just
game
said.
It. We played it once already. So.
KLOC San Francisco. And more games coming up because in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to play the Andrew.
I don't even know.
Game!
Game!
Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
I went to church school for most of my school years.
Beyonce.
Sarah.
Matt Damon.
I dropped out of school after 9 grueling years.
Pink.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I joined the U.S. Air Force just as the Soviet Union went on tactical alert. I was fired...
John Grisham, Stephen Buscemi.
I was fired from...
Harrison Ford.
W-E-Z-E in Boston after 3 months for driving the station van into New York to buy pot.
Wow.
Sarah. Whoa.
Sarah, that was you.
That was, these are all me.
The first movie I appeared in was With Six, You Get a Girl.
George Carlin.
It is George Carlin.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You went for that. Was pretty good, Human. You had some pretty obscure facts.
That's right.
Where did you say he was born, though? You didn't say.
I didn't say he was born. Anyway, no.
What was the first? What were the clues?
The first clue was I went to church school for most of my school years.
Okay.
I dropped out of school after 9 grueling years.
Okay, I could have tagged on that one, but I wasn't thinking with that side of my brain.
I joined the U.S. Air Force just as the Soviet Union went on tactical.
I always forgot that he was a serviceman.
All right, here's your double
George
down.
George Carlin. I know that guy.
Okay, double down.
Worked with him 3 times.
Well,
hell of a human being. Funniest man in the world. Smartest man in the world.
And also supposed to be the nicest guy.
Sweetheart of a guy.
Mm. I've never met him, but I know comics that say, you know, if you bother to contact him, he'll get back to you. With a comedian question like, how do you write material or whatever, he'll engage with people.
Good egg. He's like you, Jake, in as much as he's not one of those comedians that feels the need to always be on and try to make you laugh.
Well, that's the thing with him that I've...
He's
my beef with him...
That's a compliment, Kev, but...
just because Jake's not that funny.
No.
Oh, stop it.
Jake's very funny. Jake had some excellent, excellent bits.
He knows I think he's brilliant.
He doesn't do bits, though.
He's a guy who
has... He's very cerebral. But he's not one of these dudes that's constantly trying to be on. You can have a conversation with him and not be like... Rain it in, Shecky.
Right.
Rain it in, Shecky. I'm going to be saying that later today.
Do you have a problem with George Carlin, Sarah?
I don't have a problem. I think he's hilarious, but the last few stand-up routines I've seen of his, because I'm a total fan, I've been like, bring back the funny.
Blasphemy!
Less of your preaching. Because a lot of the stuff I agree with, but I just feel like, okay,
to a nunnery, Sarah.
I paid to see comedy, and I'm getting a lecture. I was getting a lecture.
You're
I was being lectured. And it was pretty good to the choir, quite frankly.
That piece about God, that, you know, there is no God,
No, the God
brilliant.
Stuff is brilliant. I agree. But I wanted more funny, you know, stuff.
You're
and
I'm going to have to walk off
he'll
the show.
He'll get to it.
Rain it in, Shecky. Rain it in.
All right, here comes your double down question.
Wait a second. He'll get to it because he's prolific. He'll get to what you want.
I know, yeah, sure.
And then here's my other question. Kev, did you see...
I'm going to kill you, Jake.
I know you're going to kill me because we're in the middle of a great, great game. I don't think I forgot that.
Sir, you're wrong. We're in the middle of 9
no,
games.
No, what we're in the middle of is what is supposed to be the next break.
Yeah, this whole show is a game when you think about it.
Okay, thank you. Nice callback.
All right, ready for your double down?
Yes.
What is the name of my new book?
When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops?
That's correct, my friends.
I love the man. Yeah. Love him. Genius.
And Jake, what was your final question then that you were about to ask?
Kev, did you go to Sundance this year, and did you see the movie The Aristocrats?
I did go to Sundance, and I wanted to see The Aristocrats, and I didn't. The Aristocrats, for those who don't know, is a movie that is a bunch of people. It's kind of a documentary, but it's
that movie.
Are you in it? You one of the people telling the joke?
Yes.
Tremendous. It's a movie, basically, you can't tell the joke on air. But
it's the filthiest...
There's no way to get around it?
There is a way to get around it, which is... It's a joke about the whole... It's a comedian's kind of joke because you get to make up the whole middle part of the joke. A guy walks into an agent's office and says, I got this great act. And the agent says, well, tell me about it. And he describes the most vile, you know, pedophilia, crazy, wrong, incest, sex, terrible, you know, every orifice, blood, fluids.
Hot.
And then the agent says, wow, what do you call it? He goes, The Aristocrats.
Wow, that's hilarious.
No, it's very funny. If you're online, you can find the South Park gang telling this joke.
Oh, the South Park.
There's a little MPEG of it somewhere online.
The
South Park gang telling the joke.
I gotta look at it.
But the movie is a bunch of comedians and funny people
making this pitch,
telling this joke.
Well, and talking about it.
And talking about it.
So it's George Carlin really talks. He's great in this movie, and it's not just the joke. It's kind of an insight into...
It's like a documentary about
behind the scenes comedian. No, it's like a documentary about what comedians are like behind the scenes. I think some people might find it shocking, but if you're in...
Hate tanks.
Hate tanks?
Hate tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Comics. All of you. Hate tanks and blazers. That's what
not
I
not Jake. Jake might be the happiest.
That's just wrong. Oh, yeah, Kev, I meant to ask you yesterday. I forgot. Can I be in your next movie?
Oh, man. I thought we had such a great relationship, and I was like, what a great guy. I didn't even ask to be in the movie.
We even asked to be in a movie this morning.
Oh, you did? Wow.
But that was allegedly just so we can be in the...
Okay.
Jake can be part of the family.
Yeah, Jake, you can be part of the family, of misfits in the next Clerks movie.
How about you just tell me where you're shooting, and I'll come by and hit the craft service table hard.
There you go. That'd be awesome.
All right, we're taking a break. Jake, thanks for calling in. Love you. See you in September.
We're taking another break?
We are taking a break.
Yeah,
dude, it's been
game.
An hour. And then back to the game, because all we do is talk about stuff you care about.
Isn't that
what
it's
all about?
Do you
hear the snoring? No.
Oh. Who is the snoring for, by the way?
Nobody.
It was for during when I was talking about Australia. I thought that was an interesting fact.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
I'm not in control of the story. Totally. I'm in control of the crickets.
Just because we're not all drunk and tripping
in Worcester. Everyday Rewards members. This was for iPod Shuffle, along with a stash of 20 free songs.